when we can see before the COVID and after the COVID, a lot of things have changed in the FMCG.
And you see now today we are talking about like 8 minutes and 10 minutes delivery.
Yes.
And I am always surprised that who needs it in 8 minutes.
Now that company is not competing, that the supply chain is
Exactly.
If that you have a good base, good your player, strong supply chain, you can win in the, you are the leader in the market.
Absolutely. And the rural penetration is so high.
The government is taking the initiative and they have ensured that we can consider as an industry. Global warming is impacting to us.
Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of Try Next, brought to you by Triton Logistics and Maritime in collaboration with Cargo Talk. My name is Jitendra Srivastava, CEO of Triton Logistics and Maritime, and I'm thrilled to embark on this new journey along with you. With each Try Next episode, a podcast, we will dive into the vastness of logistics and supply chain into various industries, sharing insights from the leading industry experts and shaping the future of logistics into different industry verticals. In today's episode, we will focus on fast-moving consumer goods, a cornerstone of the global economy. The fast-moving consumer goods is a very integral part of in our daily life, right from getting off the bed in the morning to getting back to the bed in the night. So this sector is not only vital, but also very time sensitive and delicate to manage. The FMCG industry responsible for producing, distributing and marketing fast-moving consumer goods is the fourth largest sector of the Indian economy. Right from 145 billion industry in 2022, in 2023 it rose to 165 billion. And with a cumulative growth rate of 21.6%, this industry is poised to become a 600 billion industry in 2027, leading to become a 1,000 billion industry in 2032. In fact, the growth of Indian FMCG sector is faster than the global growth into the FMCG sector. There have been several factors which have been driver for this growth, including favorable and a lot of initiatives and policies by the government, a burgeoning rural market and youth population, a global brands penetrating into India, and the rise of e-commerce platform. To leverage that, FMCG companies are increasingly integrating artificial intelligence across the entire value chain, right from producing to distribution, investing into smart contracts and blockchain traceability to address supply chain bottlenecks and to provide transparency to the customers. So I'm sure you must have heard about McVitie's, Godiva, Ulker, DMET, and it must be reaching to your home. So now, how does they reach your home and how efficient it can reach your home? To know this, I have got my esteemed friend and our esteemed guest to inaugurate our first inaugural podcast, Mr. Anil Mishra, who is the National Logistics Head for Plattis Global. Welcome, Mr. Mishra,
Thank you. Welcome to the inaugural podcast. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me for your first podcast. And we would like to share the what are the our experience and the journey. Jiten, first of all, thank you for inviting me. And it is my pleasure that I am coming in to share our company and their products and how it is reaching to the everyone's home. So first of all, that United Biscuits is earlier launched in 2009 in India. And we have the our own plants, which is Himachal Pradesh. And from Himachal Pradesh, it goes to the across the country, as well as we do the multiple country to the exports. And then we have products, if you can talk about that, under the umbrella, that is McVitie's, Godiva, and then Ulker and DMET Candy and lot more. They are the coming under the one umbrella. And then as a company, we always have that happiness in every bite. This is our global tagline, and we always ensure that it should be happen. And through our product innovation, through our supply chain, and through our the customer relations. So these are the 10. And if we could talk about that, Plattis is global, that we are operating more than 100 countries. and having the more than 29 factories across the world. And then many time whatever the products looking for the Indian consumer, we do the import also from the many countries like UK and Turkey and the Saudi Arabia, and then distribute to the pan India in also. Jitendra, actually, when we can see before the COVID and after the COVID, there are a lot of things have changed in the FMCG. Okay, if you can go back slightly, then you can see that the many time we have seen that the FMCG company who were making their own product, they have not producing because of the having their different constraint.
Correct.
They start producing as per the demand.
Yes.
Like if I can say the your Jara mm-hmm. started making the mask. And the other companies like Reckitt Benckiser and other company, they are start producing more and more for the your sanitizer and other thing, basis on the demand.
Absolutely.
So we are not different from them. We are also the part of the that family only. While the crisis, we always gauge the demand, understand the markets, and accordingly we proceed for the innovation and developments. And if you can see that during the COVID, that as a company, we were in the food industry, we ensure as a society responsibility that it reached to the houses also, so that everyone can get the foods. It is a ready to food and we ensured. And during those period also, our factory was running fully, and we ensured that it distributed to the look and corner across the country. And during that period, we operated our warehouses also, even though we did the exports more many of the countries. After that, there is some more things we have seen that started for the backup plan. Mm-hmm. During those time, we have seen that there was no backup plan. But now that everyone is looking for that, there should be the plan B should be ready.
Yes.
How we can cope up for those situation, crisis. How we are having the good relation with our partner, business partner, supplier, so that we can manage those things. Digitalization is another thing that FMCG is required, like ALMI and all the mm-hmm, artificial mm-hmm. intelligence and your machine learning
yes.
and the support to the data analysis, because that is required. Because when we are talking about the big data, that can technology can support to
yes.
understand and analyze the demand of the market.
Yes, yes.
And then we can work. Apart from that, there is innovation is also started happening in faster pace,
yes.
which was earlier on the stagnant, but now it is on the faster pace. Every product is coming in the market after the 6 months and 1 year.
Yeah, that's true.
So those are the things I think is coming as a FMCG way, and then it will be continuing.
Yeah, and I think post pandemic, we have also seen the customers' expectations have also changed a lot.
Yes.
And I think... With the e-commerce coming in, and you mentioned about AI and ML, how it is creeping up. I think one of the things which must be, you as a fast-moving consumer goods, you know that you are directly linked with how the customers are expecting the products to be at their table and how fast.
Yes.
And you see now today we are talking about like 8 minutes and 10 minutes delivery.
Yes.
And I'm always surprised that who needs it in 8 minutes. I mean, I have to eat a biscuit. I can wait for an hour as well. But if you are not a company who can provide your product in 8 minutes, probably somebody else will, and,
yes.
and then you will start losing. So I think, yes, I mean, it's not just about production. I think the distribution and reaching out the last mile and reaching at the table of my house,
yes.
that has become super critical.
True.
Yeah.
Jiten, if you can see that there is the props that is the avashyakta hi avishkar ki janani.
Exactly.
If you can go through that, you can understand those things, because the situation give us a lot of learning, and everyone work towards that. If as you rightly said, who is looking for the 8 minutes? Yeah, there are many women, working women are looking for those,
mm-hmm.
because when they are reaching at the 8 o'clock and they're leaving the home at the 8 o'clock in the morning, they need, because ultimately they are running the home.
I think this is very much linked to the consumer behavior.
Yes.
I mean, what
what we see. If I go back probably 10 years from now, even a courier which reaches my home in 1 week, I was okay with that.
Yes.
And then came one large multinational into this, and then they created one-day delivery. Eh? So we, our expectations was 1 day. So yes. I mean, anybody who is delivering, taking more than a day, we would not like it, you know.
True.
Then came like 6 hours, and now it is 8 minutes. Eight minutes. It's how the behavior is changing.
Yes.
And specifically for your industry, for your product, it's very critical.
It is critical.
I guess competition is also very high.
Competition, because now that company is not competing, that supply chain is
competing. Exactly.
If that you have a good base, good your player, strong supply chain, you can win in the, you are the leader in the market.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it happens with you and me as well. I mean, whatever comes to you first, you take it.
Yes.
And the brand positioning is also changing a lot in that way. You know?
So how we are servicing local.
Exactly. So very interesting, Anil, very interesting, you know. So another area which I wanted to, you know, to know from you is that the cold chain distribution. So what are the biggest challenges which you as an FMCG industry is facing when it comes to the cold chain logistics?
Jiten, the cold chain, I can say that is a very big area. If you can talk about the pharmaceutical, talk about the your different industry, that is having the different parameters.
Correct. Correct.
In our requirement, that is required the positive temperature,
mm-hmm.
but required the certain temperature to move to our product from one place to another.
Yes.
When we are going for the imports, going for the domestic distribution, many times we are having the different challenges.
Mm-hmm.
If we talk, majority of the challenges come from distribution.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, if I can say that when I suppose that you are looking for the some small packets of the chocolates, biscuits in different B class city, C class city, that time it is not possible and viable for the supply.
Correct.
Although it can be possible to reach there, but mm-hmm, it is not viable for the business.
Yes, correct.
Basically, every business has a certain cost. On those time, we always think how we can make the delight to our customers.
Yes, yes.
And that time it is not viable, and we have to go back and did the study that how we can ensure that there are the different network designing and other things we did.
Mm-hmm.
We can supply in the central distribution center, from there it will go. But still there in the cold chain, we have seen that the main part is the lot, smaller lots distribution is complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, there are the already many development happened in the last 5 to 10 years I've seen.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Because when the earlier I have seen that the only the major, many company are looking for the direct movement.
Mm-hmm.
No one is interested because that is a higher cost. And there is the profitability issues,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the customer demand was lesser.
Exactly.
But now it is increasing. And if you can see the in any segment like a chocolate and other, it is high demanded and everyone is looking. So you have the full truck load availability,
mm-hmm.
that can be possible. But when you are going the smaller, where a customer is looking for as per their budget, that time it is slightly
Correct, correct. And I guess when it comes to cold chain, the critical part is the last mile.
Yes, that is the last mile to the deliver to your customer. Currently also that during the summer season, when we are expecting like a Zepato, Swiggy and the other company can deliver your product like a one chocolate to your home
in mm-hmm.
the certain temperature, that Correct. Time it also getting filled.
Yes, it is failing. So Anil, we spoke a lot about domestic and you gave us a lot of insight about the domestic distribution. How about international market?
Thank you so much, Jiten, that it very good topic, and it is close to the, my heart. And then because as a logistics professionals, we always think the domestics as well as the international, both how they are supporting to the, our business.
Right.
But if I go back from the COVID period to the current, there are a lot of hiccups came during those periods. Like your in the COVID, we have seen that the, due to the so many restrictions, we could not and deliver our the containers, get the inventory, shortage of the inventory and the your equipment and the manpower in the different major port of the India as well as the overseas also.
Very true.
And that definitely impacted your freight also. And your customer also get impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I am going to build any product to any customer, they always think on which cost I am buying this
product. Yes, yes, yes.
After the COVID, we thought that things were going to stabilize, we get back to the normal and all the things happen. But situation give the few moment and then again started the new thing, like a Suez Canal episode came. Like our again that huge pileup and congestion happened that impacted your demand and supply and your sea freight has gone up.
Exactly.
Then then again we thought that things will be stabilized. Then again that is Ukraine and Russia war started.
War happened,
that again unstabilized the entire globe and we again gone in the back to zero. And then we again thinking of what again next. So as a logistics person, we always think for best. Then new challenges and new situation come up. And during those things, we have seen that how we have managed that situation, crisis management. And that can say as your actual taste of the logistics person, how supporting to the business.
Yes.
And during those periods, some domestic issues also came, like your Kishan Andolan.
Yes.
I said earlier that we have a factory nearby that area only.
Mm-hmm.
And then we directly impacted those times.
Correct.
My forwarder told us, boss, it is not possible to ship your container from
the factory to the port.
Factory, your ICD to Mundra.
Okay.
So we were thought how we can support because that is a big pie in our business.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
So as a logistic person, we always think out of the box and ensure that we get right solution to support in the right cost.
That's true.
So that we have ensured that immediately I thought and discussed with my team because team is also always thinking as an innovative idea. We thought how we can solve it. Some of my team member advised, boss, why can't we go with Navasiba?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we go with the Sonipat, that ICD? And Gadi Hasur, whatever, we have the closest because we are the mid of that place. So we immediately got the registered with our AD code and all the formalities, government formalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started doing. Sometime when the railways was not operating, we did our by road surface also.
Yeah,
so that
correct.
My business should not suffer. And if we can talk about that, in the cost, it was not impacted much, but we ensured the customer delight.
Yes, yes.
And it will be ensured your fill rate. Because it is always that we consider in the as your efficiency that what fill rate I am giving to my customer.
Very correct.
So that all those things help us to support to my international business also, because during these crises also.
And I think today, the way things are, I mean, the whole logistics is specifically the international logistics, when you see so much of disruptions coming in, I think this is the time when you don't look for a service provider, rather you look for a solution provider who can step into your shoes, understand your product, understand your customers, probably your KPIs, and then deliver it accordingly.
Yes, that is a very valid point, Jiten. Yes, we are looking for the solution provider as well as a business partner, not
exactly.
as a supplier, because this dynamics current is not looking for those relations.
Very true.
Because when we are talking about the win-win situation, it is like that if my business will grow, definitely you will also get advantage.
Exactly.
So I think it is like a bit business partner relationship rather than that we can
That's true. And somebody who understands your business, your product, your customers. I mean, you have got millions of dollars stake, and more than that, it's your prestige or it's your brand which is at stake if it doesn't reach in time, you know.
Yes.
And that's if somebody understands that, and then he doesn't come back with a couple of $1,000 here and there, and he says that, okay, I'll make sure that your product reaches to your customers in time, in perfect condition. And that's what the solution I'm going to provide to you.
Very, very, very true. And I can hats off to that business partners who is service providing to us in regard to the international forwarding, in regard to the domestics, wherever they are supporting in the way, we always respect to them. And we are here because of them only.
Absolutely.
We are doing competing because of them. If suppose that some of the my supplier is not supplying on the things what looking for to produce the my goods,
mm-hmm.
what the after the production, if some I want to distribute it, if someone is not providing the particular resources, then how am I going to make that competition? How am I going to match the competition? It's not possible.
Yes, yes, I learned.
So, therefore, that supplier is very important, not like earlier that supplier is considering as your vendor only. Now it is considered as a business partner.
Business partner.
Your success story.
Definitely. Anil, ek baat batao aap. आपका जो प्रोडक्ट है एंड व्हेन आई लुक एट योर प्रोडक्ट्स, आप बिस्किट्स की बात करते हैं, चॉकलेट्स की बात करते हैं, यहाँ पर कंज्यूमर्स बहुत, बच्चे भी होते हैं घर में, लेडीज़ भी हैं, और बहुत डाइवर्स फील्ड है अगर आप इसको देखो. सबकी एक्सपेक्टेशंस भी बहुत अलग अलग होती हैं.
सबकी एक्सपेक्टेशन अलग है, टेस्ट अलग है,
टेस्ट अलग है और डिमांड भी अलग है. ये सारी चीज़ें कैसे आप सोचते हो कि आपके स्ट्रेटजीज को इन्फ्लुएंस करती हैं?
जितेंद्र, इनफैक्ट व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट द कंज्यूमर बिहेवियर एज इट कैन बी एनी रेंज ऑफ द एज, बट एवरी कंपनी इज हैविंग देयर द रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट इनोवेशन विंग, दे डू रेगुलर बेसिस व्हाट मार्केट एंड ट्रेंड आर गोइंग ऑन, व्हाट आर द थिंग्स हैपनिंग इन द मार्केट. On the basis of that, they develop their products.
Mm-hmm.
As said earlier, that when the COVID was started, everyone was looking for the healthier products. And the McFood is known for the healthier cookies. And the Digestive was the launch in India by the McFood only.
Yes.
And then after, everyone has started copying that tag. And true, everyone true, started true. Making a Digestive. So I can say that if suppose that Digestive might not like by the kids.
Correct.
Because that is a healthier product. Kids like the your sandwich cream.
Correct.
Vanilla, strawberry, yeah. chocolate. Those things can like by them.
Yes.
Someone is like a different, like a not liking the cookies, plain cookies. They are liking Mari and the some other products. So
that's
therefore,
true.
It is a different age group having the different taste buds, different requirement. And the every company is having their own wings, which can analyze and develop the product with the regular innovation for as per the customers.
Yeah, yeah. अब आपसे बात कर रहा हूँ और मैं सोच भी रहा हूँ कि कितने सारे platters मेरे घर में हैं इस time. to all levels, you know. So that is very interesting, Anil. Yeah. Very interesting. How do you see this as the future trend in the FMCG logistics?
Future, if you can say that it is. Very good, because urbanization is also increasing, e-commerce is also increasing, digitalization, if you can say, is very high on demand.
Even the rural penetration is so high. Your products are reaching out to even the hinterlands.
Rural also, because when the products are going from the urban to rural area, they are always looking for the new networks, new route optimization. So that it can be easy to for the rural area also. And if you can talk about like sustainability is another key aspect
correct.
In the future, everyone is looking for that, how we can get the products without impacting our environment, without impacting our social cause. So those are the things I think helping. Apart from that the future is also, as earlier I said, that is not for the supplier vendor based, it will be the more like as your supplier relations, yeah, your business
partner relationship. Yes. Very true. Thank you, Anil. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jitendra. My next question to you is, you see, there is a lot of government initiative which is happening in logistics sector. You hear about Gati Shakti, you hear about Sagarmala, you hear a lot of policy changes which are happening. What is your take on that?
Jitendra, really that is good for our country,
mm-hmm.
and the future of our new generations. Because if you can talk about that government, earlier we were not recognized as an industry. Now the government is taking the initiative and they have ensured that we can consider as an industry. There are a lot of initiative taken by the government and they are ensuring that should be done. It
yes,
should not
yes.
be like in the air at a dream only. but they are ensuring whatever they have decided that they should have done and make them true.
Yeah.
So that we can reach the as per the government top three economy.
Yeah. So you believe that we are on track for the third largest economy in the world. Yes.
True. We can ensure. And apart from that, the government is also working towards the sustainability and other things.
Yes, yes.
That is a key element because globally, if you can see that after Germany, there was the summit happened in the Dubai, that everyone is looking how we are looking the environment, how we can support to the society, because that is the global warming is impacting to us.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Recently, if you can see the temperature was gone so high, which we have not seen the 40, 50 years when after my birth. Recently, we have everyone faced
That's
those
true.
Things. So that
That's
is
true.
Everywhere we are seeing that is the challenge is coming.
Yeah.
And government is not touching only one part. All the leg they are touching so that we can get the best of that output.
Anil, I believe you touched a very, very right subject at the moment. And I can see that while we are moving towards becoming the third largest economy, there is also something which we need to give back. And when you say that the global warming is coming and all those things, that also puts me that we have to give back to the society. We have to give back to people, to our surroundings. That leads to my next question, Anil, actually, that what are those key initiatives in the ESG part which you as an organization are looking forward to or aligned to?
In ESG, if you can talk about, this is at the sustainability having the three pillar, economical, social and environmental.
Correct.
When we talk about all three pillar are there. When we are saying that how we are supporting the environment, being as a logistics person, I always believe there is the alternate. There is the optimum utilization, which can, I can't go and do the changes immediately.
Yeah, right.
But I can think out of the box
yes.
and do some implementation which can support to the environment.
Correct, correct.
For example, if we can talk about like we have now alternate fuels, which is in our capacity. So how we are getting a tie up with the different your suppliers,
yes,
we talk about the electronic vehicle,
correct.
Electrical vehicle.
Electric vehicle,
and
yes.
then another is the like your CNGs, another is the government is already talking about the hydrogen fuels. So that is the different frame that will take some time, but definitely we have started working on towards those things which can support a certain level to reduce the carbon emission. Okay.
Perfect.
Something again, the one factor more that how we can reduce, because every time you have the freight cost pressure,
right.
how we can reduce. If the crude oil is going high, it will be impact your global and the domestic market. Company will say that, boss, I have to optimize the cost. I can't increase. That time we are thinking that why we can't go for the bigger vehicle. In place of the smaller vehicle, we can use the 52 multi axle, which can carry the same, more than the current capacity with the same fuel efficiency and the same things can be written to reduce the environmental pressure also.
True.
And then your other like a warehousing part, if you can talk about. Warehousing is also having the your different wastages. Okay. If suppose that I am keeping the some material in the very far and that my guys are traveling frequently, that is also impacting the environment.
Yes.
How we can design our warehouse, how can make the, our movement, those things which can be close to the your gates, which can reduce the movement, then that can also support.
So, I mean, it's very insightful, Anil. So I'm sure that you as an organization must also be doing a lot of CSR activities or where you are reaching out to the underprivileged or people, I mean, coming from the food industry. So what is your personal take on it? What is your personal belief on CSR?
Jitendra, really that is a touch to my heart also, because when talking about the responsibility, I always think that as an individual, how I can contribute to my society. There is a two part. One is the your individual, one is the your professionals.
Right.
So always I believe that whatever the capacity I have, how I can support to the society.
Now we will be asking you some audience questions. And let's make this reply very fast and quick.
Sure.
Like the technology and the logistics industry is. So let's start with the first question. Our rising cost and delays in sea freight is influencing your decision for FMCG logistics.
It's true. Yes. Because we are serving to our customer.
Mm-hmm.
If the any business is happening on the certain cost, if the cost will be increased, definitely decision will get impacted.
Yes, correct.
And ultimately, we are depend on the customers.
That's true. That's true.
But however, to service to the our customer, we always have the choice and options. We share with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can ensure our delivery and service should be also done.
Perfect. And I think it's a very tight rope, because yes, you have to keep your customers, you have to keep the yes, price in check.
Yes.
And then there you see disruptions in logistics. Yes. It's creating a cost to increase. I understand.
Yes.
This is not an easy path to walk. Yeah. Okay, so let's see which is the next question. What are the most critical factors or expectations FMCG companies have from their freight forwarding companies to ensure timely and efficient delivery of goods?
Jitendra, not a very complex. It is like your basics, we can say that it is always have the fast.
Mm-hmm.
And your flexible, economical, your deliverable, whatever the we are communicating to each other, and the transparency.
Yes, yes.
So if we can talk about all things, this is the major which can make the more good relations. Mm-hmm. And the more profitable business.
Yes. And I think, as you said, that you need business partners. You don't
yes.
need vendors or
vendors.
Just the service
provider. Yes, true.
Very right. Very correct, Anil. So, coming to my third question from the audience, when somebody wants to enter into an FMCG industry in logistics, what kind of degree or certification you look for in that person? And how are these qualifications impacting the career opportunities and growth into this sector?
I think certification is not a benchmark.
Mm-hmm.
We can say, first thing that I can say that it is a passion. Then the secondary is a certification,
right,
which can make you the enter the crowd. If you can talk about that, I started my career in the service industry.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, I jumped on the FMCG industry and worked with the different bigger company in India.
Mm-hmm.
Where the I played the crucial role, because I learned lot of things in my service industry.
Yeah, correct.
How to service the customer, how optimize the cost, how manage the manpower and everything, that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I learned lot of things in my initial time which can help to the make more success in the FMCG industry. But we need to ensure that when we are approaching to the any industry, we should have the your proper knowledge, experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then eligibility criteria, we can fulfill those things.
Okay. Yeah, right. Right. So,
however, nowadays, that after the government has promoted the industry, that most of the institution is giving us this your specialization in supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
Logistics.
Correct.
And operation management.
Correct.
Recently I visited to the India's leading institutions also, where they are looking for the about what are the things.
Mm-hmm.
Can be introduced in the supply chain and operation management. I think now it is a focus area.
Okay.
By the government, by the your academic institutions, they are making that along with the government, they can support it. And that is the right. It is not that we have to go and do the any certification for as a full time.
Mm.
That
mm.
if you have the interest, you want to know, you can increase by online also. Like
yeah.
Indian Institute of Foreign Trade.
Correct.
I am Calcutta.
Yes.
I
yes.
am Ahmedabad.
Mm.
They are giving the knowledge on the doorsteps.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
have to
true.
Get it
that's
and
true.
You and make your
absolutely, program. Absolutely. And you need to have that passion and desire,
yes,
you know,
yes.
that's what you mentioned.
Yes.
Very right. So do you also go to the universities to hire freshers, the MBAs? Or
yes. Yes, our company has the policies for the go and search for the interns and all the things.
Okay, okay.
So they
Very right.
On the regular basis.
Fantastic, fantastic. So Anil, another question which has come. अगर मैं अपना करियर आज एफएमसीजी में बनाना चाहता हूँ, सो आप क्या कहना चाहोगे किसी ऐसे से जो ऐसा कुछ चाहता है कि किस तरह से उसका करियर ग्रो कर सकता है इस इंडस्ट्री में?
इफ एनीवन वांट टू ग्रो इन द लाइफ दे शुड बी द हार्ड वर्कर, ओके, ऑनेस्ट, एंड देन अलोंग विद दैट पैशन which we were talking about, that person should have the passion to grow in the particular vertical, because it is not that the easy task to your excel in the particular field. You have to something mix of the things which can help you to the grow. The FMCG is not that anyone can go and the enter and get the perfections.
Exactly.
Because experience make the perfect to the man, and when we are talking about the any industry vertical, definitely lot of things required his tenures to learn and then execute, because here in the our supply chain required the your particular patience. When we are talking about the patience, how much patience you are having. We are not going and say that boss, this can be thanked, because every day you get the challenge. Every learn lot of things. Every time you have to alert that how we can counter those problems. So it, because we are as a company now, we are not the back end support. We are the front end warrior,
Correct.
Support to the any company to excel to the top level and go and down level.
That's true.
So that is, that's I true. Think. As a person, as an individual, as a student, we always have to more visible, more versatile, and learn lot of things happening in the surrounding things, in spite of making your own area, because it logistics and supply chain are interlinked. We are linked with the many departments.
We
have to understand the business also. Because everyone is working, every department is working towards the business goals.
Very right.
If I can't understand my business, I can't understand my requirement of the company, definitely I can't do proper networking, proper route optimization, proper mode of the transportation, proper availability of the things, proper delivery, can't be happening. So any person, individual, not need the degree, only can prove that he is certified, but yes. Nowadays, everyone understand that the person is doing any certification, they have the basic knowledge of that particular area. That is a lie. Otherwise, they have the passion. They have to ensure that they can deliver the requirements.
So that is all from the audience. And thank you so much, Anil, for the enriching discussion which we had, and also for answering all the questions of the audience. I would say this discussion has been extremely insightful. I mean, I learned a lot, and I'm sure my audience would have also learned a lot about this industry, about how the logistics works in this industry. And the kind of mantras which you gave for the success, specifically for the newcomers or who want to have the career in this industry, has, I'm sure that it will be extremely beneficial and useful for the audience which is there. As a thank you note, we will like you to give us a small autographed basketball here. Thank you, friends. This was our first inaugural podcast. We would like to hear feedback from you. If anything you would like us to do in a different way, please reach out to us. I'm sure we are looking forward to a lot many more podcasts, a lot many more such exciting events coming to your way. Thank you.